The Voyage of the Beagle? Charles Darwin. Title: A Naturalist's Voyage Round the World. Title: The Voyage of the Beagle. Author: Charles Darwin. First edition, May 1860. Second edition, May 1870. Third edition, February 1872. Fourth edition, July 1874. Fifth edition, March 1876. Sixth edition, January 1879. Seventh edition, May 1882. Eighth edition, February 1884. Ninth edition, August 1886. Tenth edition, January 1888. 11th edition, January 1890. Reprinted, June 1913. Frontispiece. HMS Beagle and Straits of Magellan. Mount Sarmiento in the distance. Journal of Researches. Into the Natural History and Geology of the Countries visited during the voyage round the world of HMS Beagle, under the command of Captain Fitzroy, R.N. by Charles Darwin, M.A., F.R.S. Author of Origin of Species, etc. Plate 1. HMS Beagle under full sail, view from astern. The new edition with illustrations by R.T. Pritchett of places visited and objects described. London, John Murray, Albemarle Street, 1913. To Charles Lyell, ESQ, FRS. This second edition is dedicated with grateful pleasure, as an acknowledgement that the chief part of whatever scientific merit this journal and the other works of the author may possess has been derived from studying the well-known and admirable principles of geology. Prefatory notice to the illustrated edition. This work was described, on its first appearance, by a writer in the Quarterly Review, as one of the most interesting narratives of voyaging that it has fallen to our lot to take up, and one which must always occupy a distinguished place in the history of scientific navigation. This prophecy has been amply verified by experience. The extraordinary minuteness and accuracy of Mr. Darwin's observations, combined with the charm and simplicity of his descriptions, have ensured the popularity of this book with all classes of readers, and that popularity has even increased in recent years. No attempt, however, has hitherto been made to produce an illustrated edition of this valuable work. Numberless places and objects are mentioned and described, but the difficulty of obtaining authentic and original representations of them drawn for the purpose has never been overcome until now. Most of the views given in this work are from sketches made on the spot by Mr. Pritchett, with Mr. Darwin's book by his side. Some few of the others are taken from engravings which Mr. Darwin had himself selected for their interest, as illustrating his voyage, and which have been kindly lent by his son. Mr. Pritchett's name is well known in connection with the voyages of the Sunbeam and Wanderer, and it is believed that the illustrations, which have been chosen and verified with the utmost care and pains, will greatly add to the value and interest of the voyage of a naturalist. John Murray. December 1889. Author's Preface. I have stated in the preface to the first edition of this work, and in the zoology of the voyage of the Beagle, that it was in consequence of a wish expressed by Captain Fitzroy of having some scientific person on board, accompanied by an offer from him of giving up part of his own accommodations, that I volunteered my services, which received, through the kindness of the hydrographer, Captain Beaufort, the sanction of the Lords of the Admiralty. As I feel that the opportunities which I enjoyed of studying the natural history of the different countries we visited have been wholly due to Captain Fitzroy, I hope I may here be permitted to repeat my expression of gratitude to him, and to add that, during the 5 years we were together, I received from him the most cordial friendship and steady assistance. Both to Captain Fitzroy and to all the officers of the Beagle, I shall ever feel most thankful for the undeviating kindness with which I was treated during our long voyage. Preface/1. I must take this opportunity of returning my sincere thanks to Mr. Bino, the surgeon of the Beagle, for his very kind attention to me when I was ill at Valparaiso. This volume contains, in the form of a journal, a history of our voyage and a sketch of those observations in natural history and geology, which I think will possess some interest for the general reader. I have in this edition largely condensed and corrected some parts, and have added a little to others, in order to render the volume more fitted for popular reading. But I trust that naturalists will remember that they must refer for details to the larger publications which comprise the scientific results of the expedition. The Zoology of the Voyage of the Beagle includes an account of the fossil mammalia by Professor Owen, of the living mammalia by Mr. Waterhouse, of the birds by Mr. Gould, of the fish by the Reverend L. Jennings, and of the reptiles by Mr. Bell. I have appended to the descriptions of each species an account of its habits and range. These works, which I owe to the high talents and disinterested zeal of the above distinguished authors, could not have been undertaken had it not been for the liberality of the Lords Commissioners of Her Majesty's Treasury, who, through the representation of the Right Honorable the Chancellor of the Exchequer, have been pleased to grant a sum of £1,000, towards defraying part of the expenses of publication. I have myself published separate volumes on the structure and distribution of coral reefs on the volcanic islands visited during the voyage of the Beagle, and on the geology of South America. The sixth volume of the Geological Transactions contains two papers of mine on the erratic boulders and volcanic phenomena of South America. Messrs. Waterhouse, Walker, Newman, and White have published several labeled papers on the insects which were collected, and I trust that many others will hereafter follow. The plants from the southern parts of America will be given by Dr. J. Hooker, in his great work on the botany of the southern hemisphere. The flora of the Galapagos Archipelago is the subject of a separate memoir by him, in the Linnean Transactions. The Reverend Professor Henslow has published a list of the plants collected by me at the Keeling Islands, and the Reverend J. M. Berkeley has described my cryptogamic plants. I shall have the pleasure of acknowledging the great assistance which I have received from several other naturalists in the course of this and my other works, but I must be here allowed to return my most sincere thanks to the Reverend Professor Henslow, who, when I was an undergraduate at Cambridge, was one chief means of giving me a taste for natural history, who, during my absence, took charge of the collections I sent home, and by his correspondence directed my endeavors, and who, since my return, has constantly rendered me every assistance which the kindest friend could offer. Down, Bromley, Kent, June 1845. Chapter Descriptors. Contents. Chapter 1. Porto Praya. Ribera Grande. Atmospheric dust with infusoria. Habits of a sea slug and cuttlefish. St. Paul's Rocks, non-volcanic. Singular incrustations. Insects, the first colonists of islands. Fernando Noronha. Bahia. Brinish rocks. Habits of a diatom. Pelagic confervae and infusoria. Causes of discolorancy. Chapter 2. Rio de Janeiro. Excursion north of Cape Frio. Great evaporation. Slavery. Botafogo Bay. Terrestrial plowrie. Clouds on the course of Edo. Heavy rain. Musical frogs. Phosphorescent insects. Eleter. Springing powers of. Blue haze. Noise made by a butterfly. Entomology. Ants. Wasp killing a spider. Parasitical spider. Artifices of Anapara. Gregarious spider. Spider with an unsymmetrical web. Chapter 3. Montevideo. Maldonado. Excursion to Arpolanco. Lazo and Bolas. Partridges. Absence of trees. Deer. Capybara or river hog. Tucutuco. Malathras, cuckoo-like habits. Tyrant flycatcher. mockingbird, carrion hawks, tubes formed by lightning, house struck. Chapter 4. Rio Negro, Estancias attacked by the Indians, salt lakes, flamingos, our Negro tour Colorado, sacred tree, Patagonian hair, Indian families, General Rosas, proceed to Bahia Blanca, sand dunes, Negro lieutenant, Bahia Blanca, saline and crustaceans, Punta Alta, Zorillo. Chapter 5. Bahia Blanca. Geology. Numerous gigantic extinct quadrupeds. Recent extinction. Longevity of species. Large animals do not require a luxuriant vegetation. Southern Africa. Siberian fossils. Two species of ostrich. Habits of ovenbird. Armadillos. Venomous snake. Toad lizard. Hibernation of animals. Habits of sea pen. Indian wars and massacres. Arrowhead. And Aquarian relic. Chapter 6. Set out for Buenos Aires. Rio Sauce. Sierra Ventana. Third pasta. Driving horses. Bullas. Partridges and foxes. Features of the country. Long-legged plover. Tartaro. Hailstorm. Natural enclosures in the Sierra Tophogan. Flesh of puma. Meat diet. Guardia del Monte. Effects of cattle on the vegetation. Cartoon. Buenos Aires. Corral where cattle are slaughtered. Chapter 7. Excursion to St. Fe. Thistle beds. Habits of the bizcacha. Little owl. Saline streams. Level plains. Mastodon. Santa Fe. Change in landscape. Geology. Tooth of extinct horse. Relation of the fossil and recent quadrupeds of North and South America. Effects of a great drought. Piranha. Habits of the jaguar. Scissor beak. Kingfisher, parrot, and scissor tail. Revolution. Buenos Aires. State of government. Chapter 8. Excursion to Colonia del Sacramiento. Value of an estancia. Cattle, how counted. Singular breed of oxen. Perforated pebbles. Shepherd dogs. Horses broken in gauchos riding. Character of inhabitants. Rio Plata. Flocks of butterflies. Aeronaut spiders. Phosphorescence of the sea. Port Desire. Guanaco. Port St. Julian. Geology of Patagonia. Fossil gigantic animal. Types of organization constant. Change in the zoology of America. Causes of extinction. Chapter 9. Santa Cruz. Expedition up the river. Indians. Immense streams of basaltic lava. Fragments not transported by the river. Excavation of the valley. Condor habits of Cordillera. Erratic boulders of great size. Indian relics. Return to the ship. Falkland Islands. Wild horses, cattle. Rabbits. Wolf like fox. Fire made of bones. Manner of hunting wild cattle. Geology. Streams of stones. Scenes of violence. Penguin. Geese. Eggs of doors. Compound animals. Chapter 10. Tierra del Fuego. First arrival. Good Success Bay. An account of the Fuegians on board. Interview with the savages. Scenery of the forests. Cape Horn. Wigwam. Cove. Miserable condition of the savages. Famines. Cannibals. Matricide. Religious feelings. Great Gale. Beagle Channel. Ponsonby Sound. Build wigwams and settle the Fuegians. Bifurcation of the Beagle Channel. Glaciers. Return to the ship. Second visit in the ship to the settlement. Equality of condition amongst the natives. Chapter 11. Strait of Magellan. Port Famine. Ascent of Mount Tarn. Forests. Edible fungus. Zoology. Great seaweed. Leave Tierra del Fuego. Climate. Fruit trees and productions of the southern coasts. Height of snow line on the Cordillera. Descent of glaciers to the sea. Icebergs formed. Transport of boulders. Climate and productions of the Antarctic islands. Preservation of frozen carcasses. Recapitulation. Chapter 12. Valparaiso. Excursion to the foot of the Andes. Structure of the land. Ascend the Bell of Quillota. Shattered masses of greenstone. Immense valleys. Mines. State of miners. Santiago. Hot baths of cocaine. Gold mines. Grinding mills. Perforated stones. Habits of the puma. El Turco and Tapacolo. Hummingbirds. Chapter 13. Kilo. General aspect. Boat excursion. Native Indians. Castro. Tame fox. Ascend San Pedro. Chonas Archipelago. Peninsula of Tres Montes. Granitic Range. Boatwreck sailors. Lowe's Harbor. Wild potato. Formation of peat. Myopotamus otter and mice. Chaco and barking bird. Apetia rinches. Singular character of ornithology. Petrels. Chapter 14. San Carlos, Chilo. Osorno, in eruption contemporaneously with the Aconcagua and Cosaguina. Ride to Cucao. Impenetrable forests. Valdivia. Indians. Earthquake. Concepcion. Great earthquake. Rocks fissured. Appearance of the former towns. The sea black and boiling. Direction of the vibrations. Stones twisted round. Great wave. Permanent elevation of the land. Area of volcanic phenomena. The connection between the elevatory and eruptive forces. Cause of earthquakes. Slow elevation of mountain chains. Chapter 15. Valparaiso. Portillo Pass. Sagacity of mules. Mountain torrents. Mines how discovered. Proofs of the gradual elevation of the Cordillera. Effect of snow on rocks. Geological structure of the two main ranges. Their distinct origin and upheaval. Great subsidence. Red snow. Winds. Pinnacles of snow. Dry and clear atmosphere. Electricity. Pampas. Zoology of the opposite sides of the Andes. Locusts. Great bugs. Mendoza. Fuspaliata Pass. Silicified trees buried as they grew. Incas Bridge. Badness of the passes exaggerated. Cumber. Casuchas. Valparaiso. Chapter 16. Coast Road to Coquimbo. Great loads carried by the miners. Coquimbo. Earthquake. Step-form terraces. Absence of recent deposits. Contemporaneousness of the tertiary formations. Excursion up the valley. Road to Guasco. Deserts. Valley of Copiapo. Rain and earthquakes. Hydrophobia. The Despoblado. Indian ruins. Probable change of climate. Riverbed arched by an earthquake. Cold gales of wind. Noises from a hill. Iquique. Salt alluvium. Nitrate of soda. Lima. Unhealthy country. Ruins of Culeo, overthrown by an earthquake. Recent subsidence. Elevated shelves on San Lorenzo, their decomposition. Plain, with embedded shells and fragments of pottery. Antiquity of the Indian race. Chapter 17. Galapagos Archipelago. The whole group volcanic. Number of craters. Leafless bushes. Colony at Charles Island. James Island. Salt Lake and Crater. Natural history of the group. Ornithology. Curious finches. Reptiles. Great tortoises. Habits of. Marine lizard. Feeds on seaweed. Terrestrial lizard. Burrowing habits. Herbivorous. Importance of reptiles in the archipelago. Fish shells. insects, botany, American type of organization, differences in the species or races on different islands, tameness of the birds, fear of men and acquired instinct. Chapter 18. Pass through the Low Archipelago, Tahiti. Aspect, vegetation on the mountains, view of Amao, excursion into the interior, profound ravines, succession of waterfalls, number of wild useful plants, temperance of the inhabitants, their moral state, parliament convened, New Zealand, Hay of Islands, Hippas, excursion to Waymate, missionary establishment, English weeds now run wild, Waiomeo, funeral of a New Zealand woman, sail for Australia. Chapter 19. Sydney, excursion to Bathurst, aspect of the woods, party of natives, gradual extinction of the Aborigines, infection generated by associated men in health, Blue Mountains, view of the Grand Gulf, like valleys, their origin and formation, Bathurst, general civility of the lower orders, state of society, Van Diemen's Land, Hobart Town, Aborigines all banished, Mount Wellington, King George's Sound, cheerless aspect of the country, Bald Head, calcareous casts of branches of trees, party of natives, leave Australia. Chapter 20. Keeling Island, singular appearance, scanty flora, transport of seeds, birds and insects, ebbing and flowing springs, fields of dead coral, stones transported in the roots of trees, great crab, stinging corals, coral-eating fish, coral formations, lagoon islands or atolls, depth at which reef-building corals can live, vast areas interspersed with low coral islands, subsidence of their foundations, barrier reefs, fringing reefs, conversion of fringing reefs into barrier reefs, and into atolls, evidence of changes in level, breaches in barrier reefs, Maldiva atolls, their peculiar structure, dead and submerged reefs, areas of subsidence and elevation, distribution of volcanoes, subsidence, slow and vast in amount. Chapter 21. Mauritius, beautiful appearance of great cratery form ring of mountains, Hindus, St. Helena, history of the changes in the vegetation, cause of the extinction of land shells, ascension, variation in the imported drats, volcanic bombs, beds of infusoria, Bahia, Brazil, splendor of tropical scenery, Pernambuco, singular reefs, slavery, return to England, retrospect on our voyage. Index. List of illustrations. Frontispiece. HMS Beagle in Straits of Magellan. Mount Sarmiento in the distance. Plate 1. HMS Beagle under full sail, view from astern. Plate 2. HMS Beagle middle section fore and aft, upper deck, 1832. Plate 3. Fernando Noronha. Plate 4. Incrustation of shelly sand. Plate 5. Diadon maculatus distended and contracted. Plate 6. Pelagic confervae. Plate 7. Catamaran Bahia. Plate 8. Botafogo Bay, Rio de Janeiro. Plate 9. Vampire Bat Desmond Urbini. Plate 10. Virgin Forest. Plate 11. Cabbage Palm. Plate 12. Mandioca or Cassava. Plate 13. Rio de Janeiro. Plate 14. Darwin's Papilio Feronia, 1833, now called Atronia Feronia, 1889. Plate 15. Hydrocharis capybara or water hog. Plate 16. Recado or Sir Single of Gaucho. Plate 17. Halt at a pulperia, on the Pampas. Plate 18. El Carmen, or Patagones, Rio Negro. Plate 19. Brazilian whips, hobbles, and spurs. Plate 20. Bringing in a prisoner. Plate 21. Irregular troops. Plate 22. Skinning UJI or water serpents. Plate 23. Rio Darwini avestruz pedis. Plate 24. Landing at Buenos Aires. Plate 25. Matapas and Bambilio. Plate 26. Giant thistle of Pampas. Plate 27. Cinara, Cardunculus, or Cardoon. Plate 28. Evening Camp, Buenos Aires. Plate 29. Rosario. Plate 30. Parana River. Plate 31. Toxodon plutensis. Found at Saladillo. Plate 32. Fossil tooth of horse. From Bahia Blanca. Plate 33. Mylodon. Plate 34. Head of scissorbeak. Plate 35. Rhynchops nigra, or scissorbeak. Plate 36. Buenos Aires bullock wagons. Plate 37. Fuegians and wigwams. Plate 38. Opuntia darwinii. Plate 39. Gray's Beaches, Patagonia. Plate 40. Ladies' Combs, Banda Oriental. Plate 41. Condor, Sarcohamphus, Griffus. Plate 42. Basaltic Glen, Santa Cruz. Plate 43. Berkeley Sound, Falkland Islands. Plate 44. Yorkminster, Bering South 66 degrees east. Plate 45. Cape Horn. Plate 46. Cape Horn another view. Plate 47. Bad weather, Magellan Straits. Plate 48. Fuegian basket and bone weapons. Plate 49. False Horn, Cape Horn. Plate 50. Wollaston Island, Tierra del Fuego. Plate 51. Patagonians from Cape Gregory. Plate 52. Port Famine, Magellan. Plate 53. Patagonian bolas. Plate 54. Patagonian spurs and pipe. Plate 55. Cite radar winnie. Plate 56. Air sound. Plate 57. Glacier in Gulf of Panas. Plate 58. Flora of Magellan. Plate 59. Macrocystis pyrifera, or Magellan kelp. Plate 60. Trochilus forificatus. Plate 61. Hacienda, condor, cactus, etc. Plate 62. Chilean minor. Plate 63. Cactus, Cereus peruviana. Plate 64. Cordilleras from Santiago de Chile. Plate 65. Chilean spurs, stirrup, etc. Plate 66. Old Church, Castro, Chilo. Plate 67. Insancho Nos Archipelago. Plate 68. Gunnerus Cabra, Chilo. Plate 69. Antuco Volcano, near Talcahuano. Plate 70. Panoramic View of Coast, Chilo. Plate 71. Inside Island of Chilo. San Carlos. Plate 72. Highbridge, Santiago de Chile. Plate 73. Chilenos. Plate 74. South American Bit. Plate 75. Bridge of the Incas, Espaillat Pass. Plate 76. Lima and San Lorenzo. Plate 77. Coquimbo, Chile. Plate 78. Huacas, Peruvian pottery. Plate 79. Testudo Avingdonii, Galapagos Islands. Plate 80. Galapagos Archipelago. Plate 81. Finches from Galapagos Archipelago. Plate 82. Amblyrhynchus cristatus. Plate 83. Opuntia galapedia. Plate 84. Ava orcava. Macropiper methisticum, Tahiti. Plate 85. Amio and Barrier Reef. Plate 86. Fatahua Fall, Tahiti. Plate 87. Tahitian. Plate 88. Hippa, New Zealand. Plate 89. Sydney, 1835. Plate 90. Hobart Town and Mount Wellington. Plate 91. Australian Group of Weapons and Throwing Sticks. Plate 92. Inside Anne Atoll, Keeling Island. Plate 93. Whitsunday Island. Plate 94. Barrier Reef, Bola Bola. Plate 95. Sections of Barrier Reefs. Plate 96. Section of Coral Reef. Plate 97. Section of Coral Reef. Plate 98. Bola Bola Island. Plate 99. Corals. Plate 100. Burgos Latro, Keeling Island. Plate 101. St. Louis, Mauritius. Plate 102. St. Helena. Plate 103. Cellular formation of volcanic bum. Plate 104. Cicada Homoptera. Plate 105. Homeward Bound. Plate 106. Ascension. Turns and Nadis. Plate 107. Map of South America. Plate 108. Map of the world, showing the track of HMS Beagle. End of preface.